Hi, welcome back to Mountain Money. I'm Renee Bodley Miller here with my co-host Jill Schroyer. And our next guests are doing something pretty special in the east side of Summit County. I'm going to read a quote here from someone who recently visited their business. She refers to it as a magical, natural retreat and healing space. Wow, that sounds good. We are being joined by the general manager of the Lodge at Blue Sky, Joe Ogdy, and the chef, the executive chef of the restaurant out there. It's called Yuta, Chef Galen Zamera. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Where to begin with what this space is about? Joe, let's start with you. This is obviously a luxury resort, but what sets it apart?
The big thing for us is we are the ultimate adventurer's paradise. So we're located on 4,000 acres. We have 46 rooms, which we have a very small footprint on that 4,000 acres, which allows a whole lot of open space. And from the land, we can play, we can use it as wellness or relaxation. So it's a very special place.
I was surprised when I saw only 46 rooms. That does seem to be pretty small for a luxury resort. Or is that the way luxury resorts are going these days?
It really allows us to be able to connect with our guests, being able to really have a bespoke itinerary for each and every person that stays with us.
And what can be on that itinerary? Did I see something about meditation sessions?
Yes, you did. We have everything from, you know, mountain biking, hiking. We have about 30 miles of horseback riding trails with a combination of riding horses. And then our owners, Barb and Mike Phillips, run Gracie's Equine Healing Foundation, which actually has rescued over 50 horses. So that's on property, as well as a great spa. We offer everything in the wintertime from heli skiing to snowshoeing, as well as our sporting clays facility.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about it being a family-friendly property. I see there's activities for children, like the Little Vaqueros Club, which is an educational play-based program exposing children to local environment and history, culture. Tell us a little more about that. I'd love to hear some more details.
Sure. So every day the programming changes. So it could be a day on the farm with our farmer, Lindsay Gannon, who teaches the practices of organic farming, to a field and stream day where they learn about the different bugs that hatch on the creeks and the different fish that flow through the streams. And then also on the equine side, they can get to, learn our style of horsemanship, which is called natural horsemanship, which really is creating an emotional connection with the horse to get the best performance out of it.
So how do you market and what kind of programs do you provide? Obviously all of these, but specifically for local residents. It sounds like it's a beautiful destination resort, but is it also a resort where somebody who lives here in the Park City area can go out there and interact maybe with Gracie's or do the skeet shooting?
Yes, we actually encourage that. So we are fully open to the public, both for our restaurant and spa, but then all of our adventures, as well as anything to do with Gracie's, is all very much welcome for the community.
So the spa, let's say you want to get a girls' weekend together. Mm-hmm. Give us an example of a great itinerary for someone who wants to get three of her girlfriends together and head out to Summit County.
Sure. So there's nothing better than to start the day with a bit of a stretch or yoga. So we could do yoga in multiple different areas throughout the 4,000 acres or on the actual hotel property.
Jill, that falls under self-care, just FYI, what
it
we
does.
Were just talking about.
Okay. Self-care, not selfish.
Yes, it does, exactly. And then follow that by a great breakfast from Chef Galen that is produced with the produce from our farm and the eggs that come from our chickens. And then after that, going on a nice hike and enjoying the property before heading to the spa to get a little bit of relaxation from one of our treatments. We have multiple different, but one of my favorites is one that we've combined with High West Whiskey, which starts with a little shot to release your muscles and then a whiskey foot soak. followed by our High West whiskey salt scrub.
That sounds lovely. Can we circle back a little bit more to the rooms? I just noticed you put earth suites, creek houses. Can you tell us a little bit more about these really unique accommodations?
Sure. So there's three very distinctive areas of our rooms. So we call our sky building or our lodge, which we have 19 suites there, which is about three levels. Very organic in architecture. One of the things that the owners and developers wanted to make sure is that we never disturbed any of the views. So every single room has between 12 and 16 foot windows that oversee Lewis Peak. So our sky is our main building where we have our restaurant and spa, or sorry, restaurant and fitness center, as well as a lot of our amenities. Our earth rooms are, there's 22. They have outdoor showers. They also have outdoor fireplaces. Again, great views of Lewis Peak. And then our creek rooms, there's five, which just sit right over the top of Alexander Creek. They're all standalone units. And again, just a great place to escape. And those are actually our only rooms that are adult only, just for the serenity out there.
Okay, there is a silent partner who we want to be silent no more in all of this. It is Chef Galen Zamera. And Chef, you are a James Beard Award winner. How did that happen?
How did that happen? Well, that happened a long time ago. That was a an award I received for being one of the top national chefs under 25, if I remember right.
So just last year.
Yeah. but that was, I won that when I was in New York City working under Chef David Boulay in his restaurant. You know, it's been great as a launching point in my career for, you know, the recognition of being a young up-and-coming chef at that time.
How did you get to Utah?
That's a great question. Honestly, this opportunity working at the Lodge at Blue Sky is what brought me here. I hadn't been thinking about it at all. And it came up and we looked at it, my family and I, we talked about it, and it seemed like a really great opportunity. So both just for my career, but also for our family, I think Park City, there was a lot of appeal for my wife and kids and myself to be here.
I like to talk a little bit about the food, of course. I see there's a variety of tastes people could experience. It says Chinese, Spanish, Irish, all this flows into the food.
Well, when I set to design the menu, the inspiration came from a lot of places. I don't think if you come and eat at the restaurant, you're not going to say, oh, this is a Chinese restaurant or a Spanish restaurant. It's more subtle than that. It's what were some of those influences culturally that happened here a long time ago, and how can we incorporate that into the food? So I'll give you some examples. You know, in the kitchen we have some wonderful pizza ovens, but I'm doing more Spanish flatbreads out of them instead of pizzas. We have a Spanish coca as an example. And the dough is a little bit different than a pizza. The toppings, you know, it's not just going to be tomato sauce and mozzarella cheese, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, that isn't necessarily so obvious and in your face. But it's really just when I'm getting the influences into the food, I'm kind of focusing on those sort of things. What are the Spanish ingredients and taste and flavor combinations or techniques that they're using? Again, or the Chinese, you know, what was their sort of influence here? And it goes beyond that. You know, it's the Native Americans, the Mexicans, the Mormons, you know, what kind of influence did they bring here and all that stuff. So that's a lot of the inspiration at the base of the food. And then, of course, I always look at the ingredients. That's always going to be the number one influence. So what's here naturally. And also, since we're a hotel, we have to consider the guests that are traveling here. What do they want to see? When they come to Utah, what is it that they want to eat from a food standpoint? You know, and a lot of that's the game. They want to see elk and bison and venison. So sort of game meats, trout, obviously, being a big thing here. And I try and tie that in to the experiences that are happening. So as Joe mentioned, if you're on a wellness retreat, we can do some more healthful foods to, you know, to sort of complement your experiences that you're having. If you're here fly fishing, we can, you know, do some fun things with the trout and everything to tie it back in. If you're on the sporting clays, you know, that's when we start talking about the game and sort of stuff. So that's the real fun for me, because I can really work in what guest experiences are happening so that it all, they're out there shooting and then they're coming back and they're eating some fun game and stuff.
Okay, so here's a chef challenge for you. I have friends who are visiting from out of town. One is a real meat and potatoes, simple food kind of person. The other is a real foodie from the heart of Manhattan. What would you serve those two people from your menu?
Well, the meat and potato person, you know, is sort of a no-brainer. Like specific dishes on our menu at dinner, yeah. We have a really beautiful ribeye. And we have a fantastic wood-fired grill. And I love cooking the meats on that because the wood just gives it this real beautiful complimentary flavor from the smoke. And everybody's eating it is just like, what is your secret? What is your secret? And it's really just that. You're finding the good meat, which we can get locally here from the Wasatch Valley very easily. And then the smoke makes it nice. And I'm serving it with a brisket and bone marrow gratin, which comes with it on the side. So I think for a real meat lover, that's something that they're going to really go for. And then for that New York person, I mean, honestly, I think they're going to be very interested in some of the things that I just mentioned here with eating elk and bison, yeah. Because quite frankly, in New York, that's not a real big restaurant item. And if you're eating buffalo, it's always going to be like these prefab buffalo burgers. So I think for them to be able to come out here and get some really nice meat, it's what they're looking for, and they're going to see it. So for instance, we have a fun bison tataki on the menu, and that comes out of the wood grill as well. But instead of grilling it, we've gathered some river stones from the creek, and we keep them surrounded around the logs, and so they heat up really hot. And the bison's just sliced really thin, and we just sear it super hot on those coals. And then we serve it with a nice rice chicharrón and some pickled vegetables and stuff. It's a very simple dish, but again, it's just really fun. And people, it's that level of elegance and fine dining that they're used to, using some of the native techniques and ingredients.
I hate to go from this lovely, nuanced conversation of flavors and cooking and just get down to the cold, hard reality of our wallets. So what's your price point on your menus?
Well, it depends on when you come. We have a couple of different options because we do want to make it accessible to a variety of people. So on our dinner menu is where we really try and, you know, showcase ourselves as ambitiously gastronomically as we can. So we have a tasting menu, which is four courses, which is $95. And then we have a la carte as well. And the a la carte really ranges from the entrees being in the 30s to some of the bigger. We have a massive tomahawk steak on there for 180, but you can three people can eat it. So when you look at it that way. But we also have in our bar menu, you know, we have burgers, we have like the coca. So we have some dishes that are really pleasantly priced and, you know, more affordable, more casual, if that's what you're looking for, if you don't want to go through this whole fine dining. So I think there's kind of options there for people to have.
That's a great point. So you can be more casual when you go out there. If you're going to go out there and do a trail ride or a hike or have a spa day, you don't have to worry about bringing your cocktail attire to come into the restaurant. You can be a little more casual and be in the bar area maybe?
Absolutely, yeah. Or in the dining room as well. And, you know, we're not...
Or Park City casual everywhere?
Right. We just like to have those options for people. And then the other end of it is lunch is generally more casual as well. So that's a great opportunity for people to come up. But, there's people who are doing their adventures. They've just come from a hike. They might be in yoga. So I think that if you want to get dressed up, you want to have a beautiful fine dining experience, we can do that. And if you want to come in casual, you can do that as well.
Well, thanks for all the information, Joe and Galen. We really enjoyed having you here today, and we've got to wrap up. Can you tell our listeners how to get a hold of you, your website?
Sure. You can reach us directly by phone at area code 435-336-6400, or you can reach us at bsk.reservations@aubergeresorts.com.
Thanks again for being with us. We're going to take a quick break and be right back here on the Mountain Money Show.
Thank you.